Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The question and the rhetoric about the economic impact of immigrants is ongoing. One thing, maybe the only thing, that's not in dispute is that without immigrant labor, documented or otherwise, the price of food would rise dramatically. Just take one example. A report by the dairy industry says that the price of milk would double without immigrant labor. In Wisconsin, where the license plates say America's Dairyland, it's estimated that 80% of the workers on dairy farms are Latino immigrants. To see how that plays out, we sent the Radio Hour's Sarah Nix to a farm in western Wisconsin, not far from the Mississippi River.
So tell me what you do here.
Oh, well, when in the morning I have to start, get the mixer, put 4 or 5 cans of feed, haylage, corn silage, corn.
And you said these are the heifers?
Yeah, this is the heifers. We have.
I met Jimmy, at least that's the name he goes by, at the big commercial dairy farm where he works. At this time of year, the fields are caked in snow and ice. It's cold and windy. But at least half the farm's 1,000 cows are making milk year-round, no matter what the weather is.
Maybe 400 or 500, depend.
500 cows milk twice a day. That's a lot of work. There are 10 people from Mexico who work here, including Jimmy.
I think a long time ago it was a school up here.
Like a lot of migrant workers, most of them live on the farm, too. It means less chance of running into immigration agents. Some of the workers here do have visas, but they still don't want trouble with ICE. When Jimmy started here about 3 years ago, he worked down in the milking pit, where the cows' udders are easy to reach.
This is a parlor, a milking parlor.
Now Jimmy feeds the cows and calves, and he's learned to weld, too, so he can help out with the machinery.
It's kind of fun.
He grew up in Veracruz, Mexico. His father cut sugar cane and, he says, didn't make a lot of money. Jimmy was 18 the first time he came here to look for work.
So I'm be here to, I think, 98. Half my life in America. First time cut trees. Next, pick tomatoes, pick squash. It's a hard job.
Since then, he's worked on a golf course and a tobacco plant. He's picked blueberries.
Peaches.
Did you pay much attention to the election last year?
Yeah, I was like crazy. And some guys, they don't like us. They talk about a lot for Latinos. They get out of here or whatever. They guys, they think they're going to have more opportunity. Or they're going to have more jobs, but I don't think they're going to be happy.
Watch your heads, it's really a short doorway.
After I talked to Jimmy, I drove to a different dairy, owned by Scott Marika. It's in south central Wisconsin, a family farm, smaller than the one Jimmy works on. Marika has 215 cows and 2 year-round Latino employees.
Really nice.
And these guys have been with you how long?
Oh, Gabino started in 2012. The first calving season he worked here, we had a heifer calf unexpectedly early. So this heifer calved in like 3 or 4 feet of snow in a corner that you couldn't get to with a tractor, with a four-wheeler, dirt bike, nothing. You mean only way to get there was on 2 feet post-holing. And he went down there and he pulled the calf up, you know, 85-pound calf, put it on his shoulders, and walked about a half a mile back to the dairy, you know, with this calf on his shoulders. He got to where, you know, where we kind of bring the cows into the feed lot, and he just fell on his knees and dropped the calf. And that was the first calf of the season, and we named it Gabina. So you have dedicated people who care about cows, who care about their well-being, you know.
We often hear in this debate that immigrants take lower-wage jobs, which is true in this case. But Marika says it's more than just finding somebody who will work for the wage he can offer. These guys like agriculture. In his experience, people born in the States don't want these kind of farm jobs.
You know, it's so uncommon to see people milking cows on dairy farms that are native-born people. Local people like driving tractors. They don't like milking cows so much, maybe, but they like to, you know, drive trucks and tractors sometimes, which is good for them. If you have a farm and you milk more than what your family can manage and do yourself, most likely you have Hispanic employees. And it's one of those things, it's like, well, nobody wants to talk about it, because you know what? Most of them vote for Trump, and they screw themselves, because they vote for somebody who's going to get rid of probably one of the most immediate part of quality of life for them they're going to get rid of. So, like, immigrants fill jobs on dairy farms that allow other people in the dairy industry, whether it's, you know, milk truck drivers or service people or technicians or tractor dealerships, whatever it is, when those jobs that run the dairy farm from the, you know, the ground up aren't met, then everything else above us fails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to help.
Scott Marica, a farmer in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, with Sarah Nix of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.